Good Wednesday. Today is March the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the USDA recently came out with their crop forecast for the 25-26 growing season, and they're looking for record corn crops and larger soybean production. We're going to take a look at the specific numbers after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the USDA forecasts farmers will produce a record corn crop in 2025-26 at 15.58 billion bushels, while soybean production will also increase slightly to 4.37 billion bushels, that despite lower planted soybean acres. Now, USDA estimates farmers will plant 94 million acres of corn, that up 3.4 million acres from this past year, while soybeans planted are forecast to be 84 million acres, that actually down 3.1 million. USDA released its grains and oilseed outlook early on Thursday, offering USDA's first estimate of the 2025-26 crop year, and it releases the forecast as part of its agricultural outlook forum. Now, they peg production at 15.585 billion bushels of corn, that up 718 million bushels, with a yield estimate of 181 bushels per acre. And if that number holds, both production and yield would be record numbers. For soybeans, they estimate farmers will plant 84 million acres of beans, that down 3.1 million acres, but the yield would be up to 52.5 bushels per acre. That's a 1.8 bushel per acre increase, and that puts production at 4.37 billion bushels, up 4 million bushels from what it was in 24 and 25. Now, the USDA does expect domestic crush to increase 65 million bushels to 2.475 billion. Total domestic use will also increase 61 million bushels overall to 2.585 billion bushels. And in wheat, the wheat planted acres for 25-26 are pegged at 47 million acres, that up 900,000 acres from last year, and the average yield is set to be 50.1 bushels per acre, that actually down 1.1 bushels per acre from what it was last year. The total supply forecast to be at 2.83 billion bushels, with exports held at 850 million bushels, the same as they were this past year. Now, in his speech on Thursday, USDA chief economist Seth Myers said the margins for crop producers will remain tight. The recent bounce in corn prices added a little more incentive to shift acreage to corn over from soybeans. The corn to soybean price ratio is about as favorable as it has been in several years, he said. The general sentiment is we will see an increase in acres because of this very proposition, global supplies for corn or tightened carryout stocks, whereas soybeans are more abundant. Now, input prices have remained higher, Meyer noted, and this is going to put more pressure on producers, especially those who cash rent in high production states. Meyer highlighted some of the University of Illinois data showing projected gross revenue and production costs outside of land costs. Those numbers simply don't translate into profitability, he said. Now, Meyer emphasized some of the increased production in South America for several crops. Cotton, for example, produced in Brazil, is rising, and that's led to the further stagnation of U.S. cotton prices. USDA is forecasting cotton acres will fall 1.1 million acres to 9.9 million as a result. Now, on the other side of the ledger from the crops is livestock markets. Those are expected to remain strong, partially due to the smaller feed prices. Another aspect keeping prices higher, not only for beef, but also dairy, is the lack of heifer retention. Now, USDA has forecast higher net farm income for 2025, but only because of the $30 billion in disaster and economic aid that was passed by Congress last December and will help producers. Otherwise, overall net cash income remains flat. Jeff Schmidt, president and CEO of the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank, also spoke about the federal monetary policy. During questions, Schmidt was asked about the outlook for farm loans and distress among producers. Schmidt said the overall farm loan portfolio looks pretty good. Right now, farmers are getting approval for their new lines of credit for this crop year. This is where we go into the 2025 cycle, trying to understand where there are major cracks, and so far we're not seeing any major cracks, Schmidt said. As the ag economy has scaled back and shrunk, farm operations have gotten a lot smaller too, so I don't know. Between how they hedge and how they create margin and efficiency, both the banking system and ag industry seem to have gotten through this cycle of much tighter margins. Schmidt did add, frankly, the inflation experience in 2022-23 affected farm operators as much as anybody, but it seems like the team of bankers and producers are working through it based on what we're seeing. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions, talk a little bit about the latest in farms and amount of farm land that's out there and some of the trends that USDA has found. Rod Bain tells us more.
USDA's latest annual look at the number of farms in our country reveals...
If we look at the total number of farms for 2024, that estimate is at 1,880,000. That was down 14,950 farms from 2023.
Brian Combs of the National Agricultural Statistics Service with findings from the recently released Farms and Landed Farms report. He adds that all categories in farm sales class noted year-over-year decreases, with one exception.
The largest operations continue to increase in number, so those would be those $1 million or more operations.
And of interest associated to that data.
The $1 million or more sales class, so we group those by farm sales and then classify the farms there. So they operated more than what they did in 2024, so we saw a lot more in that larger class of farms. $1 million or more categories. They operated 1,490,000 acres more than they did in 2023.
Yet Combs says there is a caveat.
Some of those we might have had higher prices. While crop prices were down a little bit this year from the previous year, livestock prices in many categories were up quite a bit from 2023. So that could be people that were just on the verge of that $1 million and got pushed in there. So it stands out a little bit that it's a higher acreage, but keep in mind there are some nuance when we start breaking those by categories, just the commodity prices of the particular survey period.
As for total land in farms,
we were at 876,460,000 acres.
Combs says that's a 2.1 million acre decrease from the previous year. What was the average farm size for 2024?
The average farm size did grow slightly, so it went from 464 acres in 2023 to 466 acres in 2024.
Regarding farms and land in farms by state,
there was nothing too surprising. Most of those states followed a similar trend to what we saw at the national level, so nothing that stood out at a state level.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.